Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 11th, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 28 to 30. Elements of worship in a true spiritual revival. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 26 to 29 like this. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offering on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began, with the trumpets and with the instruments of David, king of Israel. So all the assembly worshipped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshipped. The worship at the temple in Jerusalem had reached the lowest point when Hezekiah became the king at the age of 25. He reigned from 715 to 686 BC and is best known for enacting religious and political reforms, including the removal of idolatrous practices and centers, the restoration of temple worship, and the resumption of nationwide observance of the Passover. In fact, this marks the beginning of the most extended account of any revival in biblical history, with the exception of the one which started on the day of Pentecost many centuries later. In order to bring about this revival, Hezekiah cleansed the temple and restored the worship in the way God had commanded David in 1 Chronicles chapter 25, and thereafter divinely instituted through the commandment of two prophets, Gad and Nathan. Let us note the element of worship that resulted in this amazing spiritual revival. 1. All the musical instruments that deemed appropriate for temple worship during David's time were made available. 2. The priests and Levites were stationed in their appropriate places as appointed in the time of David. 3. The priests and Levites sang and played the musical instruments while the burnt offering was being offered. 4. All the people present, including the king, bowed their heads in worship and thanksgiving. And 5. All the worshippers rejoiced because of the suddenness of the revival and how God had prepared the people for worship in this manner. As we can note from this incident, an indispensable part of the worship was singing of praises and playing of instruments, even loudly. The musicians, the priests, and the people all joined in with joyous celebration, singing the praises of the Lord. This has been true of the worship of God throughout the ages. Hezekiah's formula for revival was simple: sanctification, sacrifice, and song. He started with the priests and Levites as the worship leaders, which transcended to the people who were the worshippers as they sanctified the temple, offered the sacrifices, and sang the song of the Lord. We also need to sanctify our bodies, which are the temples of the living God, through the cleansing by the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God. We should then offer the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. This will be done when we sing and praise God with joy and gladness. When this happens, revival will surely take place, and it will happen suddenly as it happened during the time of Hezekiah. This is simply how we return to the ways of the Lord. We read in Psalms 85 verses 4 to 6 like this. The words of the psalmist: Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?